of your parents or grandparents in your family tried to fix plumbing at your house?
No.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. Okay. Have you ever seen anybody working on, like, the sink in a bathroom or the toilet in your bathroom? Has that always been successful? Has it always turned out really, really good?
No.
Okay. Well, let me tell you. So I'm in the little bathroom off of my office this morning here at Philippi Baptist Church, and I notice there's a slow trickle of water coming out from the sink. So what do you think I should do?
Turn the sink off.
I heard that. Call the plumber. Hold that thought. Okay, absolutely. So I reached over to turn the sink off, and guess what happened? It didn't turn off. I turned it all the way, and it still was a slow trickle. In fact, I turned it back, and then it became a big trickle. I mean, like, all the water was starting to go out, and so I was going back and forth, and it wouldn't turn off. So what's the next thing I should do? Okay, we're getting there. Okay, but no, you know what? I have a screwdriver in my little tool pouch right next to my desk. So I'm thinking if I just unscrew, so here's this little screw right here. It was on top of this little thingy right here. So it was just sitting right on top of here. So I said, well, all I got to do is just put this in there. And you know what? This came off no problem at all. Well, now, do you think the water stopped?
No.
Now, this came off, and I said, okay, so I'll take it off, and then I'll just put it back over here somewhere, and then I can turn the water back off, right? Okay, so I said, well, wait a minute. There's another part not very far away from that first part. And so I've got another tool here, and then if I just take this part here close to this top right here and just twist it a little bit, then maybe I can turn the water off up at the top. Do you think that turned off the water?
No.
Anybody have any idea what happened when I turned this? Yes, Wesley? What do you think? Oh, my land, it was like Niagara Falls. The water just started shooting up in the off. Now, let me tell you, I have witnesses to this thing. So, Miss Corey, Emily, did you see this happen? They were sitting in my office, and all they could do is just see the water shooting up. Now, I was hoping I had one more bit of evidence for you today. All of this whole sleeve was soaked. All of my shirt was soaked. My pants were soaked. But you know what? It's almost dry now. I can't believe it. I sort of wiped off my glasses. And so I had the tools. But what was the problem?
Don't ever do that again.
I had no idea what I was doing. You know, I thought maybe. Now, were these probably the right tools to use? No, okay, so they weren't even the right tool. Okay, good.
In the right hands.
In the right hands. See, that's what I'm going with. So it's great to have tools available. Like the Bible is a wonderful tool. The Bible is there for us to use anytime we want. But if we don't use it in the right way, it really doesn't do much except tear things up. So I've got a nice little part. Now guess what's happening in the bathroom right now? I finally had enough sense. What should I have done to start with?
Call the plumber.
Okay, yeah, sure. Call the plumber. But what should I have done before that? Turn the water off. Down underneath the sink, there's this amazing thing called a valve. And you can reach down there, and you can turn it, and it shuts off the water. It's like amazing. And so as the water was rushing out of the top, I was down under there, you know, trying to get to the valve, and I got it off. It's now there's no water working, but guess who's going to fix our water?
The plumber.
The plumber. That's exactly right. And so when we've got things that are too big for us to handle, and it may just look like it's a little trickle to start with, and how bad could this be? It's always good to go to the best plumber in all the world for life's problems. And that's God. God is the one that really is the one that can take care of things. So we get to go and pray to Him even today. What a privilege, Lord, to know that You can fix all things in Your way and in Your time. And You do give us tools to use, and You give us ways to be a part of the situation. But Lord, allow us first to realize we've got to call on You before we do anything else. And we thank You for our children this morning. We thank You for their faith. First, their faith in their parents, their faith in their grandparents, But Lord, we thank you for their faith in you and that they want to trust you with their lives and all of those next steps that they make. In your name we pray. Amen. You're too good.